people, my name is Jennifer Izunyasi, also known as Jenny Jasko, and welcome back to Relationship Series on Gist with Jenny Jasko podcast. Okay, there was definitely a break in transmission in my podcast, but as expected, I am back with more juicy stuff. Well, today on the series, I'll be talking about how important are last impressions in a relationship. This is more of a question than a statement. So I'm going to be giving you my opinions as well as the opinions of four other people that I have featured on this podcast. When I said last impression in relationship, I'm sure you were wondering what I meant by that. Last impression in a relationship here means break up. How you break up a relationship or romantic relationship in this case happens to be the last impression you make on your partner. So the question is, does it matter how you break up? I mean, we say first impressions are important. How about last impressions? How do you break up a relationship when you see it's no longer working? First of all, let me start by saying there are no best or great ways to break up, because whether you do it right or wrong, somebody still gets hurt. But, I'll stress the but, there are ways you can break up that will hurt less, and there are ways you can break up that will hurt even more. Now, you might want to say, why should I even care about how I break up? I beg. The relationship don't tire me. I don't care about the last impression he or she has about me. This is what we all see. But listen, there are reasons why you shouldn't break up so badly, and I'll tell you. When you break up with someone so heartlessly, they hurt even more, number one. Number two, you create a monster in them which they are likely to unleash in their next relationship with a very innocent person, and the circle goes on and on and on. Now, before I go on, let's hear from my first guest what he has to say on last impressions, popularly known as breakup in a relationship.
My name is nobody's business. Impressions are as a result of your conduct and communication. You need to make sure that, number one, the impressions you're given is the true you, and that your conduct and communication is not misinterpreted. So in light of that, last impressions are equally as important as first impressions, as equally important as impressions during the relationship. Breakups, is there a best way? The best way is to be considerate but honest. Be considerate but honest. If someone will cry, it's better they cry at the truth than a lie. Don't be heartless, but be firm. Worst ways to break up. To not be clearly understood. So make sure you're clearly understood, because some misunderstandings make no difference, others do. And there's some misunderstandings that could literally cause somebody to go and run and jump in front of a lorry or hug a transformer. The other worst way would be to sit down and plan how to break someone's heart. A lot of people do this, they just never admit it. You will reap what you sow. And the final word is this: as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Luke chapter 6 verse 31. The words of the truth himself, Jesus Christ.
Okay, that was a great point right there by Mr. Anonymous. Doesn't want to tell us his name. Let me pick what he said about people intentionally planning bad breakup and not admitting it. I agree so much with that. People actually plan to break people's hearts, and that's not cool at all. And just like he said, it's even in the Bible. Remember to treat others like you would want them to treat you. My second guest is female. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hello guys, my name is Mary Inheke, aka Mary, aka Nelly Bam Bam, and this is Gist with Jenny Jasko. Today I'm here to answer three quick questions for you. The first question is, do you believe in the saying that last impression is just as important as a first impression? Absolutely, 110%. I believe in that saying so much, because you know, first impression, it leaves a positive impact, it leaves a positive note. That's what most people are most likely going to remember you by. However, a negative bad impression, you know, can tarnish that positive first impression which you created in the first place. So now the second question is, in my opinion, what is the best way to break up with a partner? You know, easy. Breaking up, it's never easy. It's never ever easy. However, if you are going to break up with someone, three important factors that I believe, you know, they are honesty, talk to them face to face, and do not ever leave them confused. Don't ever leave them confused, because then you're putting yourself in that situation or position whereby, you know, you look like you're doubting your doubting your thought process, and then your other half or your ex-to-be, you know, is also feeling like, okay, maybe there's still a chance here, whereby that may not be the situation. So do not ever leave them confused. Be upfront about it, be honest, talk to them face to face, and if it's done, let it be done. The last question is, what is the best way to break up with someone? Oh, from my personal experience, don't ever dodge them. Listen, if you're gonna break up with someone, just break up with the person. Do it in a manner that is, you know, very considerate of their feelings, because you need to understand that they have feelings too, you know, especially if they haven't exactly done anything wrong to you. For personal experience, that I'm guilty this time around, like I ignored the guy for like months. I ignored him. I didn't talk to him literally till we left school. Then we by chance ran into each other. Like, this was like a year on. I just stopped talking to him. We know we weren't really in a serious relationship or anything. We were just a couple of young kids, like, just messing about. We thought we liked each other, but it was just infatuation, you know. But for me, when that wore off, I was just like, I don't even find this guy attractive. I didn't know what it was at first, but I think I liked the idea of being in a relationship. But ignoring the person, it's never a good way to go about breaking up with someone. You know, if you're gonna do it, bite the bullet on this one, go for it, and let them know, okay, this is what it is. At least that way, this is going to touch on the second question, that way you do not leave a negative last impression. Although I'm cool with the guy now, but every time he sees me, he goes, you that broke my heart, and I thought you were a good girl. But we're cool now, Sha. Anyway, thank you so much, guys.
Well, we have heard from Miri. That was a very interesting story from Miri at the end. Anyway, she said something about ignoring your partner, and a lot of people do that a lot, thinking it's the best way to break up, but hell no, it's not. When you dodge or ignore a person you want to break up with, you end up leaving the person even more confused and hurt. Just call them and tell them why you're breaking up and that you are breaking up. That way, if they were really at fault, they will know what to work and improve on for their next relationship. And yes, I have a third guest and a fourth. So let's hear from them.
Hello, I'm Daniel. I think as per impressions, the last impression doesn't necessarily have to be consistent with the first impression. This is because we're talking relationships here. No one decides to break up. No one decides to go his or her separate way in a good note or in a good light. It has to be irreconcilable differences. It has to be for things we cannot condone anymore, for things we cannot live with anymore, and then we decide to go away. I don't think anybody leaves such relationships happy. So I think last impressions may not count here, in this sense. No one leaves the same way they got in. Again, I'll resound that I think in relationships you should try your best to be you. Do not pretend. In a bid to make impressions or to make a great impression, do not get over yourself. Do not push yourself over limits or overboard. I think that's it. And then, what is the best way to break up with the partner? I don't think there is any best way. This should be individualistic. It should be personalized. Some persons break up because they are hot. If you catch your partner cheating on you with another person, you're not going to leave in a good note. So I think the occasion should define how you leave. I know people are of the opinion that you should be friends with your ex. Well, I would say stick to what works for you. There is no worse way. There is no great way to break up. Break up is a breakup. Stick to what works for you. If you don't want to talk to the person again, it's fine. It's cool. That's it.
Now, from what Daniel has just said, I would like to emphasize again, in a bid to make a good impression on your partner, whether first or last, you definitely do not need to pretend. Please do not pretend. If you are fed up, talk to your partner and take a walk. But then again, while I agree with Daniel that there are no best ways to break up, I will still emphasize that there are ways to make it less hurtful. Let's hear from my last guest.
Hi,
My name is Abigail. In a relationship, I think the last impression matters more than the first impression, because the first impression has more to do with the process of knowing each other and the process of still trying to please each other. Before I go into a relationship with you, I probably really like it. So that first stage of the relationship, I'm still trying to make you understand why I'm the best person for you. But after the first stage of the relationship, you start showing your true self, and then that is who the person truly is. Now, after a period of time, you begin to see the true colors of a person, especially towards the period where there is a breakup. Most breakups don't even happen in a good way. So at the end of the day, the character displayed by your partner towards the end of your relationship is actually what is more important than the first character, because for all we know, the beginning part of the relationship, your partner was probably just trying to wow you. I think the best way to end a relationship is by physical contact. Sit down and talk about the issues of the relationship. If the differences between both of you cannot be reconciled, then it is okay. It is okay to say your goodbyes. Say your goodbyes in a peaceful way and in a physical way. But then I think it is disrespectful to end the relationship through WhatsApp.
What Abigail just said caught my attention again. She said the last impression is who the person really is, because at first they are trying to win you over with all them good works, all them good acts and this, that. This may sound somehow, but that is how our society really is these days. Most first impressions, especially in romantic relationships, are fake. And when you get in and see the real thing, you immediately want to get out. She mentioned breaking up on WhatsApp as worst way of breaking up. And that happens a lot these days since the prevalence of social media. And come to think of it, I think I have once broken up with someone on WhatsApp. Oh my God, that was not nice. Okay, so at the end of the day, from these different opinions, we can deduce that talking to your partner and being honest and clear about why you want a breakup is better than just doing it so badly and heartlessly. If you think otherwise, let's continue this conversation on all of my social media platforms. On Facebook, it is at Gist with Jenny Jasko. On Instagram, it is also at Gist with Jenny Jasko. And on Twitter, it is at Ms_Jenny Jasko. Till next time, I remain your host, Jennifer Izunyasi. Bye!